We're continuing our Dream Team interview series on regional radio, and we're joined by a North County Raider who has now made it for the second time on the baseball Dream Team. His name is Sean Pruneau, and we're catching him right before his Legion baseball game as well against St. Genevieve. Sean, thanks for joining us today, and congratulations.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Now, second time around, how does it feel?
Feels great. Just a big honor to get this. Feels good.
And, you know, you've had a lot of help also from some of your teammates and coaches. How have they really influenced you in your senior year?
You know, Coach McClain, Coach Harris are great coaches, you know, always positive. And some big players this year were Colton Poorman, Drew Forney, Bradley Smith, Carson Kekak. They're positive too, and they're great players and great influences on everybody.
In your senior season, you hit pretty well at the plate, 375. You also were also a very good starter on the mound this year. And what really helped you find that balance in your senior season?
Just a lot of practice, I guess. I mean, my sophomore year, I pitched really well. My junior year, I hit really well. And I think my senior year, I was able to just combine those to have a pretty good all-around season.
Did it change at all for you going into your senior season about a leadership role of any sort?
A little bit, yeah. You kind of catch yourself getting more of a leadership role. You know, the main guy was Colton Poorman that led this team, though. He was really, you know, he led us in prayer before every game, and, you know, that was a big guy for us, and me and him kind of took the reins as the leaders of the team.
And how did you try and find, you know, a balance at game after game at the plate this year in that heart of that order?
Just taking a good approach, you know. I've noticed my junior year, I got a lot of fastballs, and then I succeeded pretty well my junior year. So this year I noticed the beginning of the year I kind of struggled because pitchers were pitching me a lot differently. Again, getting a lot more off-speed pitches. So, yeah, that's something I had to adjust to a little bit coming into my senior season, was getting more off-speed pitches.
You know, you play football and basketball and baseball. It seems that you know no off-season. How do you keep it going throughout the entire year?
You know, you just got to find time for baseball anywhere, because baseball's the main sport. So, you know, that comes before football and basketball. You know, football and basketball are just good ways to stay in shape, and they're fun. But, you know, baseball, you know, you always got to find time for that.
I know you've had a lot of athletic experiences over your 4 years in North County, but do any favorite memories stick out to you?
It's got to be probably my favorite memory of my high school career is probably winning districts my sophomore year. That was a great feeling. Yeah.
And just the all-around feel around the team that year, how did it really culminate that season?
Well, we kind of struggled at the beginning of the year, and then, you know, towards the end, is just we kind of all gelled together and we got hot, and that's how we made our run.
Awesome, man. And now you're going to be moving on to Mineral Area College next year to play baseball. What excites you about that opportunity?
It's local. I know a lot of guys there. I know a lot of the coaches. Just excited to get an opportunity to play for the local team.
You know, what do you want to focus on once you get there?
Hitting, most definitely, over pitching. You know, I feel like I could be more successful as a hitter at the college level.
And then what are you majoring in?
Education.
Yeah. Do you want to try and get to a four-year college after that?
Yeah. That's my goal, go to Mac for 2 years and get to a university. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Are you just excited about college in general, for sure?
Yeah, I'm for sure excited. It's nice to have a little bit of change. I'm excited for it.
Well, awesome, man. Well, hey, thanks for joining us today. And is there anybody that you want to thank before we let you go?
Thank my parents and coaches and teammates. They were there for me the whole ride, and I just want to thank all of them and the community, the North County community.
Sean, thanks so much for joining us today, and again, congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
That's Sean Pruneau, making the Dream Team for baseball the second consecutive year, and he graduates from North County, and he'll be moving on to Mac next season. He joins us today on Regional Radio.